Well, good morning.
Let's do it.
7:12, Brock Hunter. Welcome.
Good morning. We go. It's Friday.
Yeah. Feels effing good, man.
It feels cold, I'll be honest.
Yeah, a little bit. I know yesterday, I can't tell how many times I just walked to the back window. I'm like, God, look at it outside. I think I said that probably six times.
Dude, yesterday, you get to the door. I'm like, no, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Bunch of snow on my car. I got to get in the car to start the car, right?
Yep.
Open it real slow. Oh. So no snow falls into the car.
Every time. Oh, I just.
You know, real slow, Brock. I step in and boom, it falls into my boot and in the car and on my seat.
It's inevitable at this point. Now
come
I just whip open the door. I let it fall and then I just dust it off while cursing the snow gods. That's what I do.
You take all your clothes off and just do a snow angel right off the bat.
Is that
cold
it right there?
And snowy right off the bat. Get it over with. Your car will start automatically then.
No, I like having snow fall in my car every single time. It's great.
In my boot. God.
Speaking of all the snow and everything, a lot of stuff is closed. Just kind of residuals from yesterday and today. Go to WIRX.com, click on the closings tab, and we have the full list. Not just schools either. If it's closed, we more than likely have it on there. So, of course, your closings and cancellations, all that stuff brought to you by Kepner's Precision Auto Crafters and Medic One Ambulance. Again, WIRX.com, click on the closings tabs. Kepner's and Medic One going to get you taken care of if you got any closing.
Hey, one more thing, too, before we get into it. Yeah. Let's do another shout-out to the plow guys out there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I actually got a nice message from Jerry.
Yeah, read some of that. Read what Jerry said.
Jerry's the Benton Harbor Garage Foreman for the County Road Department.
Nice.
Was listening earlier, heard us give a shout-out to the plow guys, which really, seriously, the plow guys out there, hey, if you're out there plowing, appreciate it. Be safe.
No, man.
Yeah.
Pushing it around.
It's just so many, because you can't do it during mostly prime time. You're doing it at night when everyone else is sound asleep in the nice cozy beds. You're out there pushing snow. So, yeah, get
that coffee going, man.
We appreciate it.
It's that white gold.
Yeah. White gold. There's gold coming from the sky. But, yeah, so be careful out there, all our plow drivers. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Crushing it, man. Crushing it. And if you see Hunter's mailbox, just smoke that thing. Just smoke
on,
it. Just don't hit it. No one else. Just smoke Hunter's. Just get it. Anyway. All right. Hey, we got to get to
it. On the house, you jerk.
Good. Even better. Just rip that thing off. Right there.
You jerk.
Make sure you see Hunter out on his porch first. Just smoke him.
Wham.
Hunter got run over by a plow. What? Yeah, it's crazy.
Like 400 points right there, man.
That is. That's a good one. All right, we got to get to it. It's time for your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump.
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com.
Pump it out.
Yeah, pump it. Jim, pump it. Yeah. KFC. You know KFC. We talk about them a lot.
I know where this is going.
You're like, good.
I think I heard this the other day.
KFC will start selling their Beyond Fried Chicken in stores on January 10th. It's a plant-based chicken-like substance that contains no meat. They've been testing it for 2 years when it went on sale in 2019 in Atlanta. It's sold out in a few hours. You can get a combo or in 6 or 12 pieces as well. Yeah, finger licking,
don't go to KFC for healthy food. I'm sorry. That's not what I'm going there for. So,
and
I don't know, just the impossible stuff. I mean, I get it. There's a lot of vegans out there. But at least like the Impossible Whopper, you could hide it with like tomatoes and other things that taste legit.
I'm still on the fence of, there's no way you can tell me all of this bioengineered, and I know it's plant-based, but all the stuff you're putting in to make it taste like fried chicken, like that can't be good for us, right? Like, our bodies aren't made for all of this, right? I don't know.
I have no idea. I haven't done the study. I mean, it's got to be better than the beef patty, right?
Is it, though? I mean, at the end of the day, you think about all this stuff that's made in a lab just to make it taste like the original. Okay, so think about it. Okay. You take a chunk of steak, all right? You throw it on the grill. You know it's going to taste like steak.
Right.
Well, now take something that's plant-based, all right? You take a bunch of lettuce and cabbage or whatever the hell they're using.
Puree it all together.
But you throw that on the grill just
mold
as
it.
That mold. It's not going to taste like a steak. So now you got to add all this stuff. I don't know if that's any better for you than the cholesterol in the steak.
Here's what I can't do. I can't talk too much trash because I can't say I've had one.
Yeah.
Have you had an Impossible Burger or whatever? Impossible.
No,
whatever?
Because I'm a grown ass man. I ain't eating that. Get out of here. Yeah. Get out of here.
Spend money on that.
I'm gonna spend my paycheck on something that's not meat. Oh yeah, I'm gonna buy the regular burger. That's what I'm gonna do.
Yeah, I'm just gonna go with the regular one with extra cheese. How about that?
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. But anyway, if you have been missing out, all the vegans out there, well now you can get it. Finger licking good. Yeah, and don't worry too. A vegan will tell you that they ate it because the best way to find out if someone's a vegan is just wait and they'll tell you. They will tell you. Yeah. Don't you know I'm vegan? Oh no, I didn't know.
Didn't ask.
Lastly, researchers in Germany have created a robot arm that took only 90 minutes to learn how to play ping pong. Using just two cameras, the thing was able to master tracking the location of the ping pong ball and hitting it in just about an hour and a half with a 98% success rate.
Wow. Yeah. Take that thing to a competition.
Right there.
Have you ever seen the guy who invented the dartboard that moves and it's a bullseye no matter where you throw
every
it?
Every time, that's amazing. I'm the best dart player you've ever seen. Really? I think what we need to really look at is, let's once again, another machine capable of learning, another machine that will be there during the robot uprising humanity.
At least it's just playing ping pong and not murdering people.
But could you imagine this thing turning evil? All of a sudden, I don't know if it has eyes, but its eyes glow red. And then it starts launching ping pong balls.
It gets beat one time.
Dude, you imagine.
Thing turns red.
Having a robot blast a ping pong ball at your face. All right, pink mist, okay? All right?
Robots are crazy, man.
Yeah. This thing learned in a 98% success rate, Hunter. In an hour and a half. That's crazy.
It's craziness.
Yeah.
What they are now. Remember when we were kids? Like robots when we were kids were just like, dude, it was like a toy. Yeah. It could walk. It could barely walk. And it could like stand itself up if it fell down.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
Now these things are playing ping pong, triple back flips.
Yeah.
Learning. That Atlas robot with Boston Mechanics. Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah. No, that's
good. We're dead.
One step closer. Skynet. I don't know how many times I have to say it on this show, but we're dead. All right.
They made a movie about it, man.
All right. Yeah, remember that auto blow we talked about earlier? That thing, that'll rip it right off.
Throw in the tall grass.
Don't put it on the high setting. All right, there you go. That is your morning dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.